aren't you so glad for his faithfulness? He's just so faithful. When we show up, he's right there with us. Amen? Amen? Okay. We are starting a new series this morning, and don't panic that there's a whole paper of notes. I'm not doing them all today. I started working on this, and I felt like, oh my goodness, Lord, this is a lot. So I wrote it all down so I wouldn't forget. But we're going to start on this, and it's something I felt like the Lord wanted us to see in 2025 as we go forward. There's a lot of question marks in the world, a lot of uncertainty and not knowing, especially financially, where we are as a nation. But you know what? When you are with God, there are no question marks. There's just a period. And what his word says, period, that's it. Amen? And this is the word I felt like, and we'll look at Isaiah 43. I'll look at it in a couple of translations. We're going to start with New King James, and it says this, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way," say way, "in the wilderness, and rivers," say rivers, "in the desert." In Amplified, it says, "Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." The CEV translation says this, "I am creating something new." There it is. Do you see it? "I have put roads in the desert and streams in thirsty lands." And when I was looking through this, there were two things that stood out to me, and that was way and provision. So there's number one, way, and number two, provision. But when I wrote it down and I set it together, I was amazed because it's one way to provision. One way to provision. Is that good or what? God is so good. Got those little catchy phrases in there. He does things good. So we're going to talk about that this morning. This is the year 2025. It's a very special year. And we're going to look at the number 25. God is going to provide in ways that we have never seen before. Say never seen. Because he's doing a new thing. Say new thing. So the things that you have relied on in the past, they might be there, but God might be doing something new. Amen? And are we okay with new? Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you are new wineskin, right? So you can stretch and move as the Spirit stretches and moves. Amen? And we know that we are blessed to be a what? Blessing. Amen. Blessed to be a blessing. We had a conversation this week with Josiah and all my kids. We're all sitting around the table doing our devotions this week. And they were sharing with him why you want to be blessed. It's a blessing for you. But when you're blessed, you can bless others. You're not limited. It's not like, oh, okay, well, I have $5. So, ooh, if I keep two, I could give away three possibly. Maybe if I held off until Thursday. But if you've got $40, then giving five is not going to be a problem, right? So a lot of times God starts small so we can learn to trust him small. Amen? And then as he sees that you are a faithful steward, more and more comes. Amen? So in this new thing, don't be surprised if God starts with something small. He might start giant, but it might be small. So if you're faithful in the small things, then you'll be faithful in the big things. Thank you. I love having kids in service. So the number 25, now Steve and I know about this because this year is our 25th wedding anniversary, which seems incredible. I've almost known him as, what, half our lifetimes? It's amazing. And it is, it stands for silver. And I was thinking about silver. Silver is a unique metal. Silver is a metal that endures. It's not gold because gold has a fragileness to it, right? It's solid, but it's also fragile. Have you ever worn your wedding ring and you get the cuts and the nicks in the gold? Have you seen that before? It can have an effect that not tarnishes, but it can be, what am I trying to say? It's just fragile. It's more special and unique, right? What do people pull out of their closets on Thanksgiving Day or on Christmas Day? They don't pull out their gold silverware, right? What do they pull out? Their silver silverware. Thank you. It's something that is a precious metal, but it's also something you can use. Amen? So I see this year as being something that's special, but you're going to be able to use what God places in your hands this year. Amen? It's a metal that endures. It can go for, I mean, there, you can find some families that have had silver in their family for generations upon generations, whether it's silverware or candles or bowls, you know. They don't do it very much anymore, but I remember the commercials where they'd have the shiner for the metals or the silver, and it was like a little thing you put on it. You'd wipe it away, and whoo, it'd be all sparkly again, right? Because it lasts. It lasts. So what God does this year is going to last in your lives. Amen? So it's a metal that endures, and it's going to last, and it's valuable. It's also something that has strength. When you go to bend real silver, it's difficult, right? It's got a toughness to it. It's not completely unbendable. And that's what we have to be this year. We've got to be tough. And we've got to be resilient, but we can't be completely unbendable in case God wants to do a new thing and shape us a little bit differently. Do you see what I'm saying here? We're strong, we're enduring, but we also want to be a little bit of flexibleness in us so that we can bend with what God is doing that's new. The next thing that I saw was it's a year of celebrating the growth and the changes from the past. Now, we are not the same two people that we were 25 years ago. Amen? Amen. We have grown. We have changed in a good way. Amen? Although it still feels like we got married yesterday because the memories are so vivid, right? It's not that it's old, but there's been growth and changes that have happened to make us who we are today. There have been growth and changes that have happened in our lives that this year we're going to remember those things, but they're not going to hold on to us. Does that make sense? So it's a year of remembering what God has done, but we're not staying there because we're going forward with Him. Amen? The next part I saw was reflection and appreciation of the past, but also a call forward. So we'll remember the things of the past, but we are moving forward. Okay, so that's all 25, right? Got all that. That's the grounds for this. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? The word I want you to focus on here is, actually, I'm going to do it in the CEV. I am creating a new thing. Does this say Shelley is creating a new thing? Does it say Reed is creating a new thing? Does it say Lana is creating a new thing? Who's creating a new thing? God. God is creating a new thing in your life. And this is where we get tripped up. We're looking here. New thing. God's going to do a new thing. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? How's it going to work out? What's it going to look like? Right? Our focus tends to be on our part. But this doesn't say our part. This says He is doing a new thing. Our job is to know that it's there. We should be looking to see where is the road? Where are the rivers? Amen? And we're going to get into this. You're not going to want to miss this series. It's a very, very, very good series. We're just touching the top of it right now. So God is going to do this new thing, and it's going to, He says, spring forth, spring forth, spring forth, and something new. So there's an idea of springing forth. Do you see this? It's something that's going to pop up. When something springs forth, I think about my children when they hide in my bedroom and I walk in and they spring forth, you know, like you can't breathe, right? My worst is when you come out of our bathroom, you can't see beyond my bed. And years past, they haven't done it lately, hopefully they won't again, they would hide at the end. So then you come around the corner and you're doing your thing and it's always like, whoo! I'm like, right? Guess what? It's a good thing for God. It's going to spring forth. They're going to be like, oh, whoa, that's something new. I see it. I recognize it. I realize it. Hallelujah, right? It's not going to be like, where am I going? What am I doing, God? No, He's going to make it clear. It's so clear that He's asking you, why? Do you not perceive it? Can't you see what I'm doing? It's so obvious when it springs forth or jumps out at you. Amen? Okay, I think that's it. We'll save the rest. Okay, so you're not going to want to miss, okay? So there's one way to provide. There is going to be a way, and actually it should be provides, because it doesn't say I'll make a stream or a river. It says I will make streams and rivers. Somebody should shout amen. Streams, rivers. This is not one source. This is many sources that God wants to bless in your lives in 2025. Are you excited for 2025? Hallelujah. God has a plan. Grab your tithes and offerings this morning. We do have new tithing envelopes. We're going to give them a try. Our other ones are really hard to store, so we'll just try it. We'll see how it works. Okay, grab your tithes and offerings. Father, I just thank you so much for the seed that you have placed in our hands today. And Father, we don't come grudgingly or of necessity, Father, but we come with a merry heart, with a heart filled with joy to give back to you for what you've given us. And Father, I pray over this new series that you're showing us, God, of what you're going to do in 2025 in our lives. It's going to be an amazing, amazing year for us financially if we will allow you to be our source. I thank you, Father, for eyes to see and ears to hear when it springs forth, Father. We would not be scared and run away, but we'd recognize this is God doing a new thing. That we would be flexible, Father, to the plan that you have for us. That we would be willing to go where you tell us to go and to do what you tell us to do, Father, and to walk in obedience, God, even if at times it doesn't make sense, Father, because sometimes new things don't make sense. But I pray, Father, as we step out and we trust you, oh, the blessings we're going to see, the things, the ways you're going to provide, God. The rivers and the streams that you're going to have out there for us as we walk in obedience. Father, I pray a blessing over every seed that is sown today. Multiply it. Let there be an amazing harvest, even like Akira saw this last week. Instantaneously, Father, as the seed goes in, the harvest comes back. And then give us wisdom for what to do with that harvest, God, that we would be faithful stewards of what you bless us with, God, that we'll be able to enjoy the blessing, but we also be blessed to be a blessing. And we just praise you and we thank you, God, for all the things you're doing in our lives and in this church. And we say amen and amen. Woo!
Let's pray and get right into this message. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for 2025. We ask you to bless these words, Father God. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit would say to us. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Vision Day 25. That's what it says up there in the corner. And the verse there, Proverbs 28, 18, and that's the J-U-B version, which is the Jubilee Bible. And I love this verse. And it says this in the Jubilee translation. Without prophetic vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law is blessed. Let's say that again. Without prophetic vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law is blessed. Somebody say amen. And so Vision Day, a lot of the purpose behind it is just to set a course, to chart the course. But how many know that Shelly, I'll have to talk to her later, but I don't believe she knew what God had put on my heart for this year. But it's all about newness of life. And that's very much what she was, you know, speaking on by the Holy Spirit. And charting a course, how many you know the captain there doesn't decide what the course is? He's getting orders from headquarters. And there's a word that came from Pastor Rick Renner, and we're going to share that in a little bit. I want you to hear the voices today of some of the prophetic, of some of the generals of the faith. So I'm going to, toward the end of the service, I'm going to show you about three different 3 to 5 minute video clips from Rick Renner, from Kenneth Copeland, and from George and Terry Pearson's. Right? And you're gonna get excited, right? But Rick Renner's really jumped off the iPhone this week at me when he said, a storm is coming, batten down the hatchets. Now, how many know if you're general, if you're on the ship and the captain says, batten down the hatchets? How many know it's time to put away the shuffleboard? Right? Time to take the flip-flops off and the suntan lotion. and report to your post for duty. How many know it's not the time to be on leave in the body of Christ? It's time to report for duty, be at your post, and batten down the hatchets, because there is a storm coming and there's victory. This is all about victory now, okay? Well, you're faith people, just speak to the storm. How many know you got to listen to the Holy Ghost? If the Holy Ghost tells you, Jesus said, I say what my Father tells me to say, right? If he says, speak to the storm, you better speak to the storm. If he says, batten down the hatchets, how many know when a storm comes, it means change is coming? Hurricanes are cooling the planet. How many know what's happening is the devil is being told, cool it. And he doesn't like it. Cool it. Somebody just say, cool it, devil. Hit the road, right? Amen. Well, we're going to look at some prophetic words in just a few minutes, but first I want to go over who is Redeemed Church? Because churches have callings, right? And Psalm 107, verse 2 is really our foundation text for this church. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It means to buy back, pay off, recover. Synonyms are things like win back, recoup, regain, restore, ransom, change. Somebody say change. Change is happening. Shelley talked about 25 years ago, I was not the same guy as I am now. That's why I want to lose 20 pounds this year. Right? Amen. I'm laughing, but I'm serious, right? Win back, regain, restore, change, discharge, exchange, purchase. These are synonyms for redeem. Recapture, reinstate, retrieve, settle, call in, get back, take in. These are aggressive statements, right? Trade in. Glory to God. I traded my sorrow for joy. I traded my sickness for health. I traded my poverty for prosperity. I traded sin for righteousness. And that's a daily trade sometimes, right? Because it tries to get back on you. We watched a really cool movie this week called The Spirit of St. Louis with Jimmy Stewart. I would encourage you to check it out. It's about the man who first, I can't remember the actual guy's name. I think it's an L name, like Ludenberg or something like that. Huh? Lindbergh. Thank you. Historians? No, it wasn't. It was Jimmy Stewart. But he was playing Lindbergh, the first guy that flew a plane from New York to Paris across the Atlantic Ocean. And he was passionate about making sure everything was right before, somebody say before, he left the ground. Right down to the size of the mirror that they put in his cockpit, right down to, he didn't even take a toothbrush. He didn't take a change of clothes. Why? Because of the extra weight. Hallelujah. It's time, church, to lay aside the weight so we can make it. So we can make it. That's called batten down the hatchets, right? Laying aside the weights and the cares and the concerns and the offenses of this life so we simply can make it. So we don't crash. Right? Amen. What a tremendous story that was. So the life of the redeemed. Redeemed Church, our slogan is to be the place where love reigns. Not the only place, but a place where the love of God reigns. I've had many people tell us who visited here for whatever reason, they said, I've never felt such love coming into that place. Amen? Psalm 107, verses 41 through 43 talks about they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, I receive the love. I receive the love of God. And on our website, there's a few things you can check out that give you more information about who we are. It says Redeemed Church exists to exalt Jesus, to encourage his people, to equip his people, to embrace the world. There's four E's in the word redeemed. My wife and I like acronyms. That's why all of our kids, they're not acronyms, but we all got L names. Lacey. Lacey Joy. Cheerful Joy. Lindsay Faith, Tree of Faith. Lane Livengood, Narrow Road Traveler. Luke Stephen, Crowned Bringer of Light. See, on purpose. Purpose, naming things. Right? So exalting Jesus, encouraging his people, equipping his people, embracing the world. And to be known as a place where love reigns. We accomplish these endeavors through teaching the fullness of who the Bible says Jesus is. Somebody say the Bible says. Right? Positive faith-filled messages, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit-led worship, providing practical Bible teaching and training of who we are in Christ and what our role is in the church and in our community, giving of our time, money, resources to aid community outreach and world missions. In all these things, we aim to have the love of God as the foundation and force that compels and inspires us to accomplish all that God has us to do. We have a statement of faith. We believe in the oneness of God. This is on the website, right? We believe in the oneness of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19. The Lord Jesus Christ, the first begotten Son of God, was conceived of the Holy Spirit, was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified and died, was buried and resurrected, ascended into heaven, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, and is both the true God and true man. Hallelujah. And one of the statements that we adjusted in recent years was this statement at the beginning. It says, the following is a list of foundational biblical truths Redeemed Church is based on as we teach biblical values over cultural values. Somebody say Christ over culture. This is crucial in 2025 and beyond. We do not bow the knee to what the culture says we should be. Or who they say Jesus should be. No. Christ over culture, right? We believe the Bible in its entirety to be the inspired word of God and the infallible rule of faith and conduct. There's scriptures along, you can check them out. We believe the resurrection of the dead, the eternal happiness of the saved, and the eternal punishment of the lost. We believe in sanctification through the word of God and by the Holy Spirit. We believe in personal holiness, purity of heart, and a life based on the Bible. We believe in divine healing through faith in the name of Jesus Christ, and we believe that healing is included in redemption. We believe in water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit as distinct from the new birth, in speaking with tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, and the gifts of the Spirit, and the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. We believe that all of these are available to born-again believers. We believe in the Christian's hope, the soon coming personal return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In biblical prosperity as God's intended lifestyle for believers. In God's great love for the world, the nation of Israel, and his church. And we believe in practicing biblical giving, including regular tithes and offerings. Somebody shout amen. Amen. If you agree, of course. Hallelujah. So exalting, somebody say exalting Jesus. Encouraging his people. Equipping his people. Embracing the world. That scripture there for exalting Jesus comes out of, I kind of stapled right through that. It looks like it says Philippians 2, 8 through 11. You can look those up because we need to march. Amen? But the point is there is a vision for the house. And it hasn't changed. Right? And then our core values. We have the core six here. We walk in love. Somebody say we walk in love. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, we live by faith, Romans 1, 16 and 17. We pray about everything, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. We put God's word first, Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. We make disciples, Matthew 28, 18 and 19. And we are led by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8, 14 and 15. And there's reasons why we record these messages, because this will be posted all year long. Right? So people who wonder who we are can, this is a good one to pick up and listen to. Or sometimes I'll listen to it four or five times in the year just to refresh myself. on who we are. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, if you have your notes page, you can turn it over to the next page because I want to spend the rest of our time together speaking on prophetic words and themes for 2025 from prophetic ministries that I greatly, and there's probably more that I could put in here, but these are the ones particularly that we partner with and talk about and that I really feel a connection to. Amen? And the first one there, Jesse Duplantis, and this comes from JDM.org, the Voice of the Covenant magazine from January 2025. And brother, and you can, you know, I would encourage you to partner with these ministries yourself. You don't have to be a pastor to do this, right? These are great places to be feeding. The Victory Network is a great app to have. Victory, just you can search out on the App Store or just check out the Victory Network to keep ourselves, you know, keep the hatchets battened down for what we're talking about, right? Jesse says this. This is what the Lord showed him. Our God-given theme for this year is create your world and walk in it. It's time to embrace the promises of our gracious God and to walk boldly in them. Allow the Holy Spirit to do a mighty work in you and discover that God's word always has final authority. Somebody say amen. And you can read more about that at jdm.org, and you can just click right on that magazine and flip right through it. Amen. Pastor Hank Kuhneman, I've really learned more about him over the past couple of years, and I love his ministry. Lord of Hosts Church out of Nebraska, and they're on Flashpoint a lot with Gene Bailey and many others talking about current events with the prophetic and faith-based, you know, backing of it. HankandBrenda.org, his wife and him. Is a great place to check it out as well. But it says this, on Sunday, November 17, 2024, Pastor Hank released a prophetic word concerning 2025. Now let me reiterate really, really quick here. That scripture that we talked about in Proverbs 29:18. Without prophetic vision, the people, can we just say it this way? Without prophetic vision, the ship is going to sink. So when we're reading these things, keep that in mind. So some of it might sound a little bit out there, but I'm telling you, listen up. Somebody say, listen up. Don't tune out the Lord, right? On Sunday, November 17, 2024, Pastor Hank released a prophetic word concerning 2025 and the golden era that God is bringing the nations of the earth into. We have entered into a dimensional doorway in the spirit that has led to the beginning of the fulfillment of God's divine reset. What is a storm doing in a sense? Resetting, cooling the world down, cooling the devil down, right? God's divine reset, man, forgive me for preaching through someone's property. Somebody say, Pastor Steve, keep reading. God's divine reset manifesting in the earth. The Spirit of the Lord has declared that this reset will affect the cultures and destinies of the nations of the earth and also the destinies of God's people in their individual lives. Somebody say, bring it on, Jesus. A divine reset. Hallelujah. Amen. And this one, the Lord always gives me a target for the year as well. And it's interesting because Shelly spoke almost on the same thing, really the same thing. And I don't believe I've talked much with her about it at all. So, you know, and it's the theme of the year, newness of life will be a lot of what we're believing God and ministering on and so forth. And Romans 6:4 says this. Somebody say newness of life, by the way, right? In a new year, a lot of times I like to find something new to listen to. We met Mr. Akira, introduced me to a famous jazz musician in Portland this past week, and he graciously had us into his home, and he gave us a CD of his music. He loves Jesus with all his heart. And I've been listening to that CD. It's new. Met a new person. Listening to new music, right? Watched a new movie. It's an old movie, but new to me. Right? Or doing things that you've always done for the first time this year. I kissed my wife. For the first time in 2025, it was new. Right? So newness of life. Walking in a fresh expectancy. Behold, I do a new thing. Shelley talked about that to some length, right? But Romans 6:4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also should we walk in, somebody say, newness of life. And this word, the Lord, again, this all came kind of at once. I want to say it was back in October. But he said this, for any who have lived the past 5 years asking, where are you, Lord? Can I just be real with you? Think about the past 5 years. That was straight up a violation of our faith in so many ways. Whether it was COVID, whether it was election issues, whether it was the things they were pushing on children, whether it was race issues and CRT and all this kind of crazy stuff going on, telling us to shut up and put a mask on and don't meet with more than 10 people and don't have more than 10 people over at your house for Christmas or we'll arrest you. Ugly stuff. Ugly stuff. People dying in hospitals where they can't even come see their relatives. Dr. Avery Jackson said hospitals were basically gas chambers during COVID because there were other things they should have did to treat it, but they wouldn't allow it. Evil. And I asked, Lord, I know you're there, but where are you? Now, I know that sounds, you got to watch how you talk to God. It was time to batten down the hatchets, right? What do you believe? How are you going to stick with what you believe? Or are you going to turn and run and quit? Right? Well, I'm going into this to some length, but you know, it's important to understand, right? Anybody who's asked in the past 5 years, where are you, Lord? I believe 2025 will be the year and beyond when he says to us, us being those who have stood in faith despite adversity. When he says to us, here I am. Hallelujah. Right? Glory to his name forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. And now I want to turn to the videos. I want to show you General Rick Renner. And so I just realized last year that Pastor Rick has also, God gives him something to share for the, I didn't know that. Well, this year he emailed it to everybody. So I was like, you know, you're looking for content. Like, what are people saying? What are people hearing? And it was in my email, and I was like, yes, that is so great. So this is about a 3 minute, I'm gonna grab the handheld, Lane, if I could, and just kind of bear with me while we're switching through these videos. This is Pastor Rick Renner at renner.org.
I received a prophetic word for 2025, and I would like to share it with you, but first, I wanna tell you how I received it. Denise and I had been in London ministry in July, and when we got on the plane to return to Moscow, I said to the Lord, Lord, is there anything you want to say to me for our partners and our friends for the rest of 2024 and 2025? And immediately I heard these words, this is war, batten down the hatches. I heard it again, this is war, batten down the hatches. Then a third time I heard it, this is war, batten down the hatches. I reached for my computer, and when I put my fingers on the keyboard, I begin to hear the Lord speak, and I begin to write, and this is what I heard. A storm is coming, spiritual war, so batten down the hatches. We're headed into a season of intense warfare on many fronts, economic, political, and spiritual, but the Lord is a man of war, and he knows exactly how to strategize against and overcome every assault against his people and against his truth. But just as one should batten down the hatches in a time of storms, God's people must be mentally and spiritually prepared for a stormy season that lies directly ahead. This is what I heard the Holy Spirit say. But with the grace of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the promises of God's word, and the weaponry he has given, We can move forward step by step with the strategic guidance of the Holy Spirit, and God will triumphantly lead his people forward and carry out his plans for this end time age. This is not a time to fear, moan, or cry, but a time to rejoice, for God is strategically at work even in ways you do not see. Although it may seem the enemy and those he is influencing are attempting to derail God's purposes, remember that the one who sits in the heavens laughs at their plans, and he will ultimately have them in derision, which, by the way, is what we read in Psalm 2, verse 4. God is a man of war, and in the end, his purposes will surely prevail. And then the word ceased. That is the word the Lord gave me for the end of 2024 and for the year 2025. So prophetically, I understand that we are headed into a stormy season, but God has given us everything we need to navigate what is in front of us. We've got the power of God, the promises of God. We've got the armor of God. We've got the strategic leadership of the Holy Spirit. And my friends, God really is a man of war, and he is working his purposes for this end time age, and he will triumphantly lead us forward. But I want to pray for you, so put your hand on your heart. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have appointed us for this season. What a privilege. Others saw it by faith. Others prophesied of it. But you've chosen us to live in this time. That means we can do it, and we can do it with victory and with joy. And we embrace the season. We thank you for all the divine armor and equipment and promises that you've given us. And we declare that you really will triumphantly lead us forward in this end time age. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I love that going forward. Somebody say, we're going forward. This is not a retreat. And one of the things that Akira and Josiah left with us is this old Japanese show called Ultraman. And it's about these kind of superheroes that go out and defeat evil, like dinosaurs. It's kind of off of Godzilla a little bit, these big dinosaurs coming into, and Ultraman gets in their jet, and they, and the first thing they say in Japanese, and they get up in the air, is, forward! Somebody say, we're going forward. Amen. Now, Brother Copeland's word for this year is 2025 will come alive. Somebody say amen to that.
And I am here to give thanks like never before. I've been praying about the years. 2024 was on victory shore. 2025, the nation comes alive. 2026 is the big fix. 2028, we go through the gate. 2029, all things will be divine. I don't have 2030 yet. But I know what's going to happen in 2025. More opposition politically than there has ever been, because the opposing team is fighting for the life of its party, not the United States people. Which makes it even a further loser. So 2025, thank you, Jesus. Nowhere near as many disastrous hurricanes and the such like. No, I said that wrong. Nowhere near. The Lord didn't say that. But we will not have as dangerous storms in 2025 as we've had in 2023 and 2024. Hallelujah. So we approach this year with great joy and great faith. But we do not let our watch down. We don't turn loose and say, well, we want it, what now? Midterms, that's what now. Well, what now about my life? Well, what about your midterm? What are you going to be doing 2 years from now? You better start right now believing, God, you're going to be alive and well 2 years from now. Because you don't have any guarantee other than what you believe for. Amen. What about 2026? Get on it. Get on it now. And begin to pray in the Spirit about it. And listen to the Lord. And do what He says do. Take care of spiritual business. And do it with a smile. Hallelujah. Am I in the right place? Am I in the right church? Am I where I'm supposed to be in this life? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? My decisions must be quality decisions. A decision about which there is no more argument. A decision from which there is no retreat. And do your spiritual work before you do your labor work. And believe God. And praise Him. Praise Him. Praise and worship Him. I heard the Lord said, praising me is the big gun of faith. I heard Brother Hagin say, you praise God until the spirit of worship comes. And when the spirit of worship falls is when the miracles take place. Hallelujah. Christ, the Hebrew equivalent of Messiah. And He's my Messiah. And He's my soon coming King. Hallelujah. And pray, wisdom is the principal thing.
Amen. That's the portion I wanted to share of that. Amen. You can find that in its entirety on kcm.org. Amen. But I love that. Somebody say, we're not letting down, right? We're stepping it up. We're battening down the hatchets. Hallelujah. And then there's one more I wanted to share. And this is from the New Year's Eve service at Eagle Mountain. Pastor George and Terry. And Pastor George actually at the, again, it's probably another 5 minute clip, but I really want you to hear it. And then Pastor George will lead us in a confession at the end of it, but we're going to want to be loud, but don't, because you won't hear it all. Okay. And this will also be posted, of course, today, but just kind of say it, but don't holler it. Okay. You'll want to, right? but I'm going to have to reload that one because I X'd out of it. So, amen. Are you getting anything out of this for the year? Hallelujah. Loading, loading, loading. Okay.
Do yours first?
Mm-mm. Well, I don't have anything first. Here, so oh, go ahead and
well,
read.
This,
I'll open this up.
Okay. So, 2025 will come alive.
It will come alive.
Hebrews chapter 9. How much more surely shall the blood of Christ, who by virtue of His own Spirit has offered Himself as an unblemished sacrifice to God, purify our consciousness from dead works and lifeless observances. So the first thing the blood does is get rid of the dead stuff. And then it says in chapter 10, by this fresh and living way, which He opened through for us through the separating curtain, which is through His flesh. And let us come forward and draw near with true, sincere hearts and unqualified assurance engendered by faith. So the first thing the blood does is get rid of the dead stuff. And the second thing it does is open up a new and a living way. So we'll go into 2025 by faith in the blood.
That's right.
Faith in the blood get rid of the dead and to quicken and make alive. Make alive callings. Make alive the things that he wants us to do. Make alive things that were dead. Make alive your business. Make alive your relationships. Make alive your health. Make alive your finances. Make alive your family. Make alive your church. Make alive your community.
That's right.
Make alive your business. That's make alive our schools. Make alive our nations. We will carry. Now, I was thinking about Krista Price. We all have to know Krista. And a week or so ago, she got a call that her dad had a health event and went out there, and then something else happened, and so she had a lot of things going on. But her faith carried them through. Her dad went on to heaven. Another family member went on to heaven. But her faith carried them. Our faith will carry this nation. Our faith will carry our families. Our faith will carry us. But our faith in the blood, our faith in the name, our faith in the word is going. We're going to carry us from 24 on over into 25, from dead works over into the life of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It says in Isaiah 46:9, remember the former things of old, for I am God. There is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times the things that are not done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. We are declaring the end from the beginning.
That's right.
We are declaring on this night that we cross over into 2025, we are declaring right now what our 2025 is going to be like.
Amen.
Say this after me, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My 2025.
Will be.
The best year.
That I've ever experienced.
In my entire life.
My body made whole.
My mind is clear.
I receive.
The fullness.
Of eternal life.
As I walk it through.
This year.
2025.
2025.
I will prosper.
Like never before.
I receive.
Everything.
Necessary. To do what needs to be done.
In my life.
Super abundance. Wealth transfer. Provision.
Like never before.
I say it.
I declare it.
Body.
You are healed.
You are well.
You are strong.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
My faith is coming alive. In 2025.
I believe it.
I say it.
I declare it.
My children are well.
My grandchildren.
Great grandchildren.
They're all coming to Jesus.
This is the year.
The great year.
That I will experience.
Like never before.
Church.
The glory in my church.
The glory on the job.
My glory on the job.
The glory in my body.
The glory in my body.
I'm a glory carrier.
Everywhere I go.
Leading people to Jesus.
We believe it.
And Jesus is Lord.
Give God a
Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How about that, huh? Amen. Praise Jesus. I love the emphasis also. We can just leave the lights down. That's, you can kind of see that image a little better. But somebody say, that's what we call battening down the hatches. There's an intensity. There's a fire in it, right? Amen. And so that's how we're going to live this year. We're going to live this year following our orders, doing what the Master says to do, going where He wants us to go, saying what He wants us to say, and we're just going to rejoice and watch Him be Him, right? I love Shelley's emphasis at the beginning was also prophetic as she was speaking, but I love, praise God for women of faith, too, right? There's so much emphasis in the world right now about, you know, women are being subverted and stepped on and walked on. It's a lie of the devil, right? Jesus did not come into the world to walk on the woman. No. He came to lift her up. To lift her up, right? In the Garden of Eden, right? God created Adam and Eve, and Eve was called woman, man with womb, right? So to when we hear from women of faith like this, Pastor Terry has the same anointing that her father does. She moves in the prophetic like that. And Shelley, even I don't know if she realized it, she was speaking prophetically this morning. Newness of life. Newness of life. New strength. And something that also jumped out to me in this message, we're closing this morning, but was the emphasis on multiple fronts, right? Israel is fighting, I heard Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say it's 7 fronts. There were in World War II, it was the Atlantic and the Pacific, very costly, right? And sometimes in our own lives, it just starts feeling like stuff is overwhelming. We've got the finances, we've got family, we've got health, we've got this, we've got that, we've got this and that, and the devil just starts piling it up. That's why we have this thing called faith. I love Pastor Terry when she said, she shared the testimony of the woman that said her faith literally lifted her whole family up, and they went through the battle victoriously. Right? The message of faith is a message of victory, but it's not a message of there will be no fight. The good, somebody say, we fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand up and we'll close today in prayer and just, what a glorious thing. And that we'll post that message so you can hear it as many times as you share it with people, you know. But glory to God. Father, thank you. Just lift your hands and thank Him. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, for your faith, for your love, for your joy, for your peace, for your victory. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father God, for just really intense faith this year. A new level of intensity, of determination. Like Brother Copeland said, a quality decision that we are believers in God. We are not going to be moved by the winds of situations and circumstances. We are battening down the hatchets of our faith, which means, like Brother Rick emphasized also in his email, the importance of being in your word daily. We commit to be people who are in your word, hearing it preached, reading it, studying it, even committing it to memory. So that when the storms rise up, we go right over them, right through it. Hallelujah. And Lord, as we even this week, Lord, I believe we should all just spend some time. Maybe you have a list, maybe you don't, but go make a list of things you're believing God to do. in your life this year. Financially, spiritually, physically, relationships, whatever. Just make a list. And don't make it small. Make it a list that God's going to have to get involved in. Hallelujah. Pray about it. Brother Copeland talked about praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. We pray over our jobs. We pray over our families. We pray over our church. We pray over our nation. Hallelujah. And we listen and we obey. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Somebody shout amen. Amen and amen. Happy New Year.